Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Zoomer versus Groomer, your favorite.
What?
Your favorite generational debate podcast. I am your host, Monkey Jones, joined as always by Groomer Hero Asterios Kokonos.
Don't like this. Don't like this at all. It's not my fault I got old, okay? I tried to stay young forever. I played Nintendo.
There were as many as one comments on the previous episode. I think it was by a user named Asterios, who wants to know why everybody thinks Asterios is a groomer. And the crazy thing is, nobody was thinking that until this commenter named Asterios commented it on the video. I don't know what happened.
That's not true, because I didn't know what groomer was until the comments for the first video where they said Asterios is complimenting Mumpkey so much, it's more like boomer versus groomer. So I was like, I'll just steal that joke. I'll steal it. Who's going to sue me? Sue me. Go ahead and sue me. Bring it on.
Well,
I looked up what it meant, and I don't like it.
Well, Asterios, I wanted to talk about last week real quick. But first, you know, I figured we would have a little bit of a discussion about this groomer issue. You know, it's big in the media lately, people accusing each other of being groomers and all these things. So I decided, let's settle this once and for all. Is Asterios Kokonos a groomer? I looked it up and I found an official groomer quiz. And I'm going to quiz you right now to find out if you are a groomer.
Could you just ask me the questions and I'll answer them to you
verbally? Yeah. I'll read them to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Groomer question number one. Of the following, which most closely resembles your experience with dogs? I grew up with one dog in the house. I grew up with several dogs in the house. I've never owned a dog, but love being around them, or I'm not familiar with dogs.
I grew up with one dog in the house.
Okay.
But it was a much younger dog, and I was a much older man.
Well, did you ever groom your young dog, your puppy?
I groomed my young dog all the time. Yeah, of course I did. I was grooming him every goddamn day, for Christ's sakes. Why do you ask?
So here's a question every groomer has to think about really hard, day in, day out. Do you enjoy a challenge? Yes, I welcome challenges in my life and career. I can deal with challenges, but I don't seek them out. I become flustered when faced with challenges, or I avoid any situation that will pose a challenge for me.
Well, of course I love a challenge. Like, you know, if you meet someone who you want to groom and they seem a little resistant at first, like maybe you got to use some charm, you know, maybe you got to turn on the smile a little bit until you can earn their trust. That's what being a good groomer is. You don't want them to be scared and writhing around in your hands and trying to escape, you know? You want them to be like nice and relaxed and comfortable.
Now, I think the quiz is jumping the shark a little bit on question three. How do you feel about a dog grooming course? The industry is unregulated, so training isn't necessary. A dog grooming course is something to consider, but it's not a priority. Training is essential, but it's not feasible right now. Or a dog groomer certification is what sets groomers apart from their competition, so it's a must.
Well, look, personally, my answer would be that it's a must. I'm a member of, like, these secret BBSs that you can only get into through Total Onion Routing or Tor.
Wow.
Where groomers teach other groomers great groomer tips, you know, where to find the best candidates to groom, you know, great opening lines, like, you know, like, hey, girl, what's going on? Hey, you're looking pretty good today, girl. Hey, can I touch your hair? You know, just stuff like that.
What do you like doing in your spare time, Asterios? Shopping, spending nights out on the town, going on a hike at the local park, or relaxing?
Oh,
I saw recently you were you went out to Central Park at 1 a.m. to find a duck.
Okay, that's a whole. We gotta tell that whole story. That's its own segment, Mumpkey.
Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Please.
So, can we say going on a hike at the local park would be your answer then?
Well, yeah, because you know, young groomed candidates, they love going out for walks and getting exercise. I mean, like an old dog like me just wants to stay home, right? But like, you know, you got to keep up with these young ones, or you know, you're gonna lose your groomer identity.
Now there are like six more of these. Do you want to save them for later, or should we just steamroll through them?
Let's save them for later. Oh my God. But yes, I want to tell people, okay, so something magical happened. And by magical, I mean like the New York Times said it was magical, and we all kind of just want to believe it was magical. So like everybody bought into this at once in New York. There's a rare Mandarin duck was spotted in the middle of Central Park. It is a beautiful, gorgeous duck with red and green feathers. And this duck can only be found in China and Japan. It's not available like in any of the local zoos. So this...
What about Chinatown?
Well, I don't know about the local zoos in Chinatown, maybe the shop windows. No, but
yeah, like the duck shop.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, there are duck shops down there. But look, we're getting off topic.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, this magical rare duck shows up in the middle of Central Park. Tourists are taking pictures. Everybody loves the duck. My girlfriend and I were so excited about the duck. We're going to visit the duck. And then one night, the duck vanishes. And the media goes crazy for this missing Mandarin duck.
You know, in times, these troubled times in our nation, sometimes everybody needs to be united together for a good cause, like a missing rare duck. I mean, think about it. The Democrats, they took over the House. Like, this is a dark time for our nation, Asterios. We need this duck to keep us strong.
The reason I think the duck story took off is because it's one of the only things left that has not been politicized. Like,
What if they officially named the duck Brett Quackenaw?
See, that's the thing! The moment the duck is named Brett Quackenaw, a liberal's gonna kill it. But the moment you name it Nancy Weblosi, wow, or Bill Clinton or something...
Or Pocahontas.
Wait, who?
Pocahontas.
Yeah, I hear the duck is 1/1000th Cherokee.
Yeah, we should call it Mulan.
Oh my God, the monkey! No, God damn it! Yes, it was. It's a thing where like your angry conservative uncle can share it to Facebook, and your angry liberal aunt can share it to Facebook. All we have left in America is this duck, and the duck went missing two nights ago.
So what happened? Did you stay home like a cuck and say, fuck that duck? That's a lot of rhyming.
Absolutely not.
No, you were a hero on that night.
Yes, what I did was I put out the call. I said, this duck is now a New Yorker. Remember how when Spider-Man got hurt in Spider-Man 1, like it happened right after 9/11, and the Green Goblin was about to fight Spider-Man, and then all these New Yorker construction workers started throwing bricks and wrenches at Green Goblin.
Oh, that's right.
And they
right.
went, you don't mess with Spider-Man. You mess with one of us. You mess with all of us. We're New York and we're fighting back. We got to fight back on behalf of the duck is what I said. So I put out the call, meet me, a stranger who is intoxicated in the middle of Central Park at 1 a.m., and we're going to walk through this park, which is notorious for 1970-style gay hookup sex, and we are going to find this duck.
And how many people showed up to your call of action, Asterios?
Oh, how many people didn't tweet about it? Retweet, post. It was the talk of hashtag Midnight Duck Hunt was trending.
Yeah, but Asterios, that's slacktivism. Anybody can retweet. Like, I've retweeted some stupid article I just saw that we'll talk about later. Like, but it really takes a true hero to show up in person to find the duck. Did anybody actually show up to help you?
One person, one brave man. His name is citizen_cinema on Twitter. He's actually a fan of you.
Yeah, he was on my show, the Soy Wars. He went up against Erich, I believe.
From what he tells me, he absolutely annihilated E-Rich.
That's how I recall, too.
Yeah, he told me a lot about how he beat E-Rich that night.
A fan showed up and talked about E-Rich all night?
Yes, exactly! He was like, I had E-Rich on the ropes. E-Rich really? Sucks, I rule.
Wow, E-Rich has never been so important that people meet up to talk about him.
Oh, but wait a minute, actually... Before we move, but speaking of Soy Wars, I hear that Soy Wars is moving networks. Is that correct?
Yeah, Madcast Media said they wanted to pick it up because they said it would be their most popular show.
It absolutely would be their most popular fucking show.
Because there's not really any good way to gauge how many listeners a podcast has unless you have the actual stats. But when both shows have a voting mechanism, you can just look at how many votes each show, like how much audience engagement they're getting. In Soy Wars, each episode, getting magnitudes of 10 higher numbers of votes than any episode of Maddox's show has ever gotten. So I've got a pretty good feeling that the podcast I do out of pity for my friend who likes Star Wars, I put in no effort, I do 20 minutes a week, and then I don't think about it. That has more loyal listeners than the thing that Maddox dedicates his career to.
Oh my God. Me and Mumkey on Saturday, Maddox was doing his, the best debate in the universe show.
Uh-oh.
And so Mumkey and I went live at the same time and did a live reaction show. Kind of like how Chris Hardwick does a show after Talking Dead.
Well, it's like if Chris Hardwick did a show that aired at the same time as Talking Dead, and you could see Talking Dead in the little corner while he talks over it.
Oh my God. It was so much fun. We got more viewers than Maddox. We made more money in Super Chats. It was, oh God damn it. Oh, every 2 weeks, I want to do that. Oh, it's so
just stream us watching his live stream.
Yeah, exactly. And just taking the piss out. It was so cathartic to yell thanks for hanging out with me that Saturday, actually. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I love nothing more than watching Maddox's show every Saturday. So it was not even a labor of love. It was just love.
It was just something you were doing anyway, yeah, so why not just turn the camera on and interact with people?
That's right.
Wait, speaking of Maddox, for the first time ever, this lawsuit has been happening for, I think today might be like the 355th day of the lawsuit. November 15th is the 1 year anniversary of me getting served at work. And finally, today, a year later, an actual important news outlet has written about the story.
The New York Times.
No, not the more important.
Washington Post.
You higher. Keep going.
The Onion.
Paste Magazine. Ever heard of them? Anyway, moving on. Paste Magazine.
Wait, you gotta finish the duck story. Did you find duck?
Sorry, I get so excited. Okay, so...
Wait, did Paste Magazine have an article about you finding the duck? Is that why you're bringing it up?
No, but since we talked about Maddox, it seemed like a natural transition, but I guess I was wrong. Okay, pulling back on the stick. Okay, so what was I saying? So me and Citizen Cinema walked around Central Park for 2 hours on YouTube making duck calls and screaming for the duck. And looking for the duck and looking for duck clues.
Yelling gay things at cars that drove by, I recall.
Well, you know, it's just...
You were like trying to hit on guys who were driving by, see if they would help with your big duck, I think you said.
I mean, look, you know, if you got any room in the back seat for a big duck, you know, it's, you know, and no questions asked. I mean, yeah, but I don't know what sounds gay about that.
Hey, if you're driving through Central Park at 2 a.m., you're probably looking for a gay hookup. So I'm surprised you didn't get anybody to stop.
Yeah. Oh, I would have if I were a little bit skinny.
Oh, wait, no, you're a bear in the gay community of stereos.
Oh, my God. It's the only place I'll be accepted.
Yes, you have to go gay.
You're goddamn right. All right. Goodbye, groomer. Hello, bear. Whatever my identity is, I'll take it.
You can groom a bear.
I want somebody to love me. Just, that's all I want. Wait, I'm sorry. What were you saying, Mumkey?
I was just saying you can groom a bear.
Oh, Those are called cubs.
You're right.
In gay culture, groomed cubs. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Are you gonna? You know what? Let's finish the duck story. This is getting out of hand.
All right, moving on. So we couldn't find the duck, but the next morning, the media went wild. The duck suddenly reappeared.
Oh, thank God.
Out of nowhere, this duck was missing. And then two yahoos go out and look for it. The next morning, the duck comes back. I think our duck calls and our yelling and our trying to pick up guys in their 1979 Dodge Ramblers actually worked. And the duck is back now. And so now I'm known in New York as kind of a hero. I'm now known as the duck saving guy.
Wow. Hey, you know, the sad thing is, though, Asterios, I actually know where the duck was that night.
Wait, what?
I don't know if your calls and all that really brought the duck back home. I think he had a prior engagement, Asterios. The last that I heard, Brett Quackenaw went to a high school party that night, and he had a lot of beer, and he doesn't really remember what happened. I think there were a few ducklings maybe they got, you know, the Mandarin duck experience that night. Who can say?
All right, well, it's time to start drinking. Okay. Brett Quackenaw's here. Wait, what are you drinking today?
I just poured a little Captain Morgan into my Mick Cafe like I always do.
Good man. I'm drinking something called Revelstoke Pecan Whiskey because it was on sale. And then a listener from Finland sent me a bunch of Finnish energy drinks.
Oh, I would not trust that.
Oh, come on. What is it? It's called ED, energy drink. Monkey, I've got ED. All right, let me pop this thing open. All right, let's see.
Let's see if you can chug the whole thing in one sitting.
No. Jesus Christ, I have a long day today.
You boomers, you need the energy.
We're doing a listener meetup tonight, actually, in the middle of New York City.
Cool.
Because it's a listener, a couple of months ago, he mailed me and he was like, I'm turning 21 and I want my first drink to be with you. And so tonight.
Or did he say, I want you to pay for my first drink?
Who knows I will be paying. I mean, he did ask for that explicitly. But so tonight we're having a little meetup in the city, and we're going to try to teach this kid, like, to not become me.
Oh, wow. We must all learn.
I want him to meet with the ultimate cautionary tale and just be like, your whole life can't be irony, kid. just have a Bud Light and get the fuck out of here before you're wearing half a pair of sunglasses and yelling about grooming dogs.
He's going to leave that bar getting sued for $20 million.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is
oh,
that
God.
Is that energy
so
drink no good?
Oh, God. All right. The energy drink is fine, but it really doesn't mix well with pecan whiskey. I'm just going to drink the energy drink.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a great mixer, really.
Oh, my fucking goodness. What happened the first time you drank? Like, what was your first drinking experience like?
It's probably just my dad giving me a beer when I was in, like, high school. I don't even remember. I mean, and obviously the first time I got blackout drunk, I don't remember either. I think I was at a high school party. My buddy Brett Kavanaugh was there. And
Monkey!
The rest is a blur.
My God. Wait, do you have like a... My dad never gave me a beer. Did you have like a cool dad?
I mean, is it really that cool? It's not even against the law. Like, it would be cool if he broke the law, but in your own house, your family can drink whatever the hell they want.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to give like a baby a... Like, are you allowed to put a bunch of whiskey in a baby's bottle and tell him to go to town?
Didn't they used to do that to... I think I read... And this might be a horrible, horrible example, but I think I read that during the Underground Railroad, they would Harriet Tubman would like give booze to babies to make them shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw that. I remember seeing. I'm not kidding. I saw that during an episode of Roots.
Yeah.
That baby got turnt, Monkey.
Hell yeah.
That baby was everywhere. Oh my God. That baby turned Canada upside down. God bless that baby.
All right, what's this article you wanted to look at?
Well, finally, a year later, Paste Magazine is covering the story. They released an article today called "Sued by the Original Internet Troll: The Case of Maddox versus Asterios Kokonos." I sent them like 14 photos of me doing stand-up and then like a funny photo at the end where it's like me shaking hands with a big corn cob, like a big corn mascot named Corny the Corn Cob mascot.
I wonder which photo they chose for the cover of the article.
Yeah, guess what's the only photo they used? It's me shaking hands with a corn cob mascot.
Now everybody reading it who doesn't know the story will surely take you seriously.
Oh, God damn it, okay. This is my one chance and I blew it. Why did I have to go for irony and gags?
They're like, oh man, no wonder he got sued. I want to sue him too. That picture is ridiculous.
This guy looks like he doesn't take life seriously. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This guy doesn't look like he takes his situation seriously, so why should I? Yeah. Next article, please. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Oh, God.
Are you still drinking what you mixed up, that crazy concoction?
I feel bad because it's like this whole bottle of whiskey did cost $12.
Wow.
And I don't want to waste it. So I'm not kidding. It's weird. It's like I have Catholic guilt about finishing alcohol from being raised by Catholic parents. My Catholic parents would never want me to finish this. They'd be like, no. Can you please throw that out of stairs? You're going to throw up. I'm like, no, Jesus will get upset. What if there's starving kids in Africa who need pecan whiskey?
Yeah, they could have been drinking this booze. Do they even have an underground railroad in Africa, though? They probably wouldn't even need it.
No, it's an overground railroad there. It's great. Oh, it's cool. Called the African Fun Road.
Oh, wow. The Trail of Smiles, they call it.
Oh, my God! So this article finally came out. I've been interviewed about the thing. Let me see if I can find like a good quote from it. Let's see. Are there any good quotes? Right. This is a carnival of lowbrow comedy meeting the highest imaginable legal stakes. That's pretty good. That's a good quote.
I like the part where at the beginning, the author of the article complains about Trump.
Well,
it really got me in the mood.
You gotta look, man. Look, we're trying to move some paper. We're trying to move some papers here. Okay, gotta.
He's like, hey, man, our country's in a bad spot, but let me tell you about a guy who's got it even worse. Like that's how the first two paragraphs introduce you.
There's not the word Trump isn't in this. Well, okay, here's how the article opens. We are having a bad time.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think he's talking about? The duck missing?
But yeah, he could be. You don't know what this guy's talking about. He's saying 2018 seems to be plumbing the depths of possibilities for redefining the concept of bad. I mean, he could be talking about the fact that
that the Democrats took over the House.
Wait, what were you saying? Sorry,
that the Democrats took over the House.
Yeah, yeah, he could be really upset about Nancy Pelosi's speakership. He could think that
maybe he found out that he found out RGB only broke 3 ribs. He was hoping it would be more.
Yeah. God damn it, Monkey! That poor sweet woman. Jesus Christ!
I didn't write the article. Don't blame me. I'm just guessing what he meant.
Oh, poor Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell. An old lady fell down, and people are memeing about it.
Hey, who's the party who is forcing an 85-year-old woman to not retire? Don't give us the shit. I think she should just go home, enjoy the rest of her probably 3 years left on this earth. And you guys want her to work? You guys are evil.
Oh my God. You know, thank God we elect women because they live to be like 110 years old. You think Brett Kavanaugh's gonna make it to age 60 with his liver? His liver looks like a fucking colander.
Hey, he really likes beer.
What was that?
He really likes beer.
Yeah, exactly. Did you hear about the Brett Kavanaugh biography?
No.
Okay, so one of Brett Kavanaugh's friends wrote a book about binge drinking. And about all the fun binge drinking they had when they were kids, but how they became blackout drunks and how you shouldn't binge drink and how drinking is now wrong. And so anyway, but he wanted to change all the names to protect the parties. So I'm not kidding. He changed Brett Kavanaugh's name to Brat O'Kavanaugh.
We've got a real Morgan Red Sandwich situation on our hands.
What? Is Morgan Red Sandwich a reference to anything, or is it just a funny name?
Really? You don't know?
I swear to God, I don't.
So Morgan kind of sounds like Jordan. Like, that's the biggest stretch. But then Greenburger.
Oh, my God!
Because green and red are both colors, and burger and sandwich are both foods.
Okay, but I don't remember my lawyer sounding like an even more alcoholic Johnny Cochran, though.
Was Johnny Cochran
in Red Sandwich?
Yeah, I didn't know Johnny Cochran was an old Jewish man.
God damn it! If the glass don't fill, I won't pay the bill. Hi, I'm Johnny Cochran. Oh, all right. Well, hey, I wanted to talk about something, because somebody, somebody sent me this, a person named Selfish Mackenzie, and then in parentheses, much wow, in parentheses, wrote, yo, I don't think you two have touched on this, so why not touch on the lolly debate on Boomer versus Zoomer? Now, I'll take the position that lolly's bad. Go!
Wow, that's a strange position for the groomer of the show to take, but I guess...
God damn, okay.
So, me personally, I really like lollipops because, like, you can use, like, it's a big fat sucker that you can use to trick kids into having sex with you.
Oh my God! And I...
You see what I did there?
Oh, you're so slippery! You goddamn zoomers, you're always zooming away from my traps! Okay, but I did think of something, a topic I did want to talk
Wait,
about.
Wait, that's all you had about lollies?
Yeah, look, I can't beat... No, here's how I work. I can't top that, so I'm moving on.
I don't think just you like, want to top that. You might get arrested for topping funny. That.
Well, I got to take off these headphones because I can't hear you. I'm sorry, one second.
Okay.
Boy. Let me, my comedy hat... is interfering with my ability to actually hear my co-host.
Our audio podcast is being ruined by your costume.
Yes, exactly. What was I going to say? Something I don't think your generation realizes is that there was not always, like, I feel like you guys take anime for granted. You guys are always talking about anime, and you're dressing up as what's his name, the Naruto for Halloween, and you're running around doing your Naruto runs, and you're all this stuff. But this is not a joke. When I was a kid, we had Speed Racer, we had Dragon Ball Z, and these like terrifying commercials for the movie Akira. On VHS, and they would air it like 1 a.m. There'd be these commercials. Maybe you can put one into the edit, but like the voiceover guy would go from the island nation of Japan comes a terrifying vision of the future. It's Akira. This cartoon is not safe for kids. Akira, and it would just be like shots of. People's heads exploding and shit. They would air it on deep cable at like 1 a.m.
Would that be before or after the Girls Gone Wild DVD commercial?
They would run those two. Not a joke. Like those two commercials ran concurrently all the time. It would be like buy Akira for $30 on VHS. It'll get there in 4 to 6 weeks. And then Doug Stanhope going, show me where babies feed.
Wait, that's who the guy is on that show?
You don't remember?
All I remember, yeah. I think that's one thing that bridges the gap between Boomer and Zoomer is staying up until 3 a.m. watching Comedy Central to see some girls flash their pixelated breasts at you with the like steel drum music playing. Blah, 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 yes. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes, yes.
Hoping to God that your parents don't wake up and come into the room, and if they do, you pretend you're asleep.
Yeah, this just happened to me left on.
Yeah.
When it was actually worse than that in the 80s, because in the 80s on the USA Network, there was a show, and Mumkey, correct me if I'm wrong, but like you were born in like 94 or 95,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 5.
Okay, yeah. In the 1980s, we had this show called USA Up All Night, and they would show, and it was hosted by like a girl in a bikini and a famous movie host named Joe Bob Briggs. And they would show movies like The Great Bikini Car Wash, or they would show movies like, you know, a bikini bank robbers, like a busty bikini bank robbers bounce through Borneo. And they wouldn't be like softcore porno, but there would be scenes of toplessness. And you would have to like, so I would be up as a kid until like 4 a.m. just praying that like this. Most of the movies were monster movies though. So like you would turn on USA Up All Night and just like cross your fingers and be like, please, can I see like half a boob? Can I see a nipple? Can I see something? And it was just regular free cable. Like it wasn't like a special network you had to get. Shit was a lot looser in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that boomers always complain about is that my generation doesn't want to work for anything. And I think even with porn, they're being proven correct. You had to stay up until 4 a.m. just to see half a titty. Whereas I could see 1 million pairs of boobs without even trying a Asterios. This is the first generation that can just see any kind of porn whenever they want with the internet immediately. And I'm very curious to see how we all turn out.
Something that women, after I got divorced, like something that women started telling me was that the guys they were dating, like porn had fucked with them. Because the guys they were dating were like, some of them, like, I think that there is like a resurgence of kind of like, I don't want to say erectile dysfunction, but what I hear is that like a lot of young guys aren't as interested in girls, and like their girlfriends really have to push them to have sex because these guys have been jerking off since they were 2 years old.
Well, can you blame them though? Like you jerk off, you can see whatever you want. You want to have sex with a woman, you got to put in the work, you got to groom yourself, you got to shower. Fuck all that. If I'm like at the end of the day, I'm just busting a nut. Speaking of which,
oh God,
Asterios,
does your girlfriend listen to this?
She's a big fan.
At the end of the day, I'm just busting a nut.
Speaking of which, Asterios, do boomers know about No Nut November?
I have been hoping that it's just like a gag.
No!
It's
like a religion, Asterios. There are actual medical benefits to this, even if it's the placebo effect. Men are feeling more confident. They're feeling more active. They feel like they have control over their minds again. The idea of November is not just a meme of, oh, I'm not going to jerk off all month. It is rejecting your animal instincts to become as human as you can. To say, I will not let my desire to hump and bust nuts influence me for the 30, 31 days, I don't know how many, of November. And these men, go read the forums on Reddit about No Nut November. People feel like changed men by partaking in this. It's a beautiful thing. It's a religious experience.
Is this some more of your Jordan Peterson bullshit? Is this like, who the fuck ruined you guys?
I cleaned my room, and now I have a girlfriend.
Jesus Christ. Oh, monkey.
Hey, Jordan Peterson is a boomer, okay? You only have yourself to blame for him. You built him, and now we have to work with it.
But you guys worship him. He's like your weird Zoomer totem pole where like all these Zoomers who never had a dad, now their dad is Jordan Peterson, and he's telling them to wash their penis for some reason, talking about crabs having sex, and he's selling $100 tickets to fucking... to like, to the goddamn, to talk nationwide.
I don't know. Asterios, I think he might have influenced you more than you know. I mean, he always says that he and his followers are like lobsters. And who, between the two of us, who is wearing all red? Who wants to be a lobster more, you or me? Oh, no. More hilarious prop comedy. Fucking boomer. That fucking boomer. Don't know why he had to go off camera to put on his lobster claws.
The last thing I want to be is a lobster, okay? I will never be a lobster. I won't be your lobster. I'm nobody's lobster. Clack, 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 clack. Ah, the gentle golf clap of the young Zoomer.
Gentle golf clap of, yeah, that was a bit.
Yeah, hey, look, I finally got to, I've been hanging out of those lobster claws for 2 fucking years.
finally the opportunity arose to use them in a comedy bit.
Now to throw them away and never use them again.
Yeah, instead of using them as, I guess, decoration, when I came over, it was just duct taped to the wall.
Yeah, I ripped them both off of the wall, and now there's a chunk missing from the wall. This is not a joke. I'm never getting... I've never, ever gotten one security deposit back.
No. Asterios, let's do a few more questions on this groomer quiz, and then I think you had some news you wanted us to read.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, let's go real fast, because I really want to find out by the end of the show if you're a groomer or not.
God damn it, monkey.
How would you handle the possibility of accidents happening in your salon? Explain to the dog owners up front that there's no guarantee that accidents won't happen. Let clients know that you've accidentally injured dogs in the past. It happens. That's weird. At the time of an accident occurring, try to apologize and make things right, or don't say anything about accidents. You don't want to show weakness.
Oh, you don't say anything about accidents. Like, it's very important for the people you're grooming that nobody believes them. You know what I'm saying? Like, You gotta gaslight them. You gotta like put them in a reality where they don't know which way's up and which way's down. You gotta secretly tell their friends that they're crazy. So if one of these subjects that you're grooming starts saying weird things, you know, he wouldn't let me out of the house. You know, like he's making me poop in the corner. Wow. Like you need to get your shit together. Groomers take care of groomers first, monkey.
Well, let's see if you practice what you preach, Asterios, because the next question is, how much practice do you think is required per week? As much as possible, so whenever you have a free hour or two, 1 to 2 hours, a few times every couple of weeks is more realistic, or practicing is a waste of time. How often do you practice grooming, Asterios?
Well, look, if I were one of these, what's his name?
Groomers?
No, the guy from... If I was like a George Clooney type groomer where you know, grooming candidates are just like walking through my door, I wouldn't have to practice much at all. But when you're not, when you haven't been dealt a royal flush in the face and body department, and also when you're not willing to do anything about it in any way to improve yourself, except maybe riff about it with your friend on a podcast, then you got to stay in constant grooming practice. You got to read the books. You got to go to the classes. You got to go to the forums. Look, it's groomer doom, Mumpke.
So as much as possible, then.
Yes.
All right. What
Hashtag groomer life.
What excites you the most about a career as a groomer? The great salary. The opportunity to start your own business. The chance to work with a groomer subjects every day. Or the flexibility of hours and duties. Do you like being flexible when you're grooming these subjects?
Oh, no. It's the amazing, fine group of candidates you get to work with every day.
Wow.
As a groomer, just nonstop. They come in so young, full of energy. They've got, their hair is so shiny. Their eyes are so big. And you want to put that light out of their eyes by the time they're done with grooming them, Mumpke. Dogs, of course! I'm talking about dogs! Well, dog grooming, Mumpke!
We've got 3 left, so let's just finish this real quick.
Hurry up! God damn it, I'm running out of... ways to twist this. Just answer the rest of them and tell me what I got.
Okay, okay. I'm just going to click randomly.
Yes!
Okay. One of these answers was advertising, so I can't do that because you're not part of that anymore.
God damn it, monkey!
Okay, okay, processing. Oh, okay. Do you have what it takes to be a groomer? Your result is I'm a natural.
Yes!
A natural zoomer or groomer, you did
yes!
it!
Yes! I'm a natural groomer. Oh my god. Okay, who I'd love to thank all of the adorable little bitches that I've groomed.
You did it! You found another way to say it!
And they better keep their mouths shut, by the way, if they know what's good for them. And
you know what they say about those groom subjects? You can put peanut butter on yourself and they'll lick it off no matter where it is.
No matter. Yes, you can put that peanut butter anywhere. Anyway, of course, I'm talking about, of course, putting peanut butter on my dick and having a dog lick it off. Wow. It's a totally normal thing. I'm talking about a dog eating my asshole, monkey.
Well, thank God you clarified. I thought it was weird for a second.
No, there's a fun double entendre game happening here.
We got boomer news and zoomer news.
Boomer news and zoomer news. Okay, I wanted to pitch this new segment because, look. Monkey's done, like, all the work for the past 3 or 4 episodes. Like, he edits it. He's the one that, because he's called me twice now to wake me up and make sure that I go on the show.
At 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m.
Speaking of which, how much Star Trek have you played this week? Or even today?
Oh, no. I literally, I can tell you.
Okay. Let's do a, I'm going to play Price is Right with myself. I got to see if I can get within 5 hours, and I'll be the winner. How does that sound?
Okay. Last 7 days.
Hey, I got to guess.
What do you got?
Oh, God. You have the number of hours for the whole week.
I have it right here, yes.
Oh, my God. It's got to be 24. One full day of the last week you've played this game.
It's 5 hours per day. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. No, sorry. It's 35 hours. I'm sorry, Mumpkey. You are way, I know when you picked that number, you thought that it was way too much.
I thought it was comically like high.
A comically high number.
I didn't realize the cruel, sad reality of the situation. I should have said 1 million. That would have been more
See
realistic.
The number 5H? Anyway, nobody's suing me in outer space, monkey. That's all I can say. All right, but anyway, so I wrote some, I wrote us a new segment called Boomer News, Zoomer News. I'll read a Boomer News story, you read a Zoomer News story. Boomer News, Zoomer News, what do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm peppy, I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, cool. So here's where I'd love it if you'd put in like an old-fashioned news sting, like...
I'll put in whatever you send me after the show.
Oh, okay, well then just... put in this. Boomer news, Zoomer news, Boomer, today's top Boomer story. Boomer and Zoomer culture clashed last week as 80s metal group Gwar smashed up a Rick and Morty bar called, and this is not a joke, the Wubba Lubba Dub Pub. There were unfortunately zero casualties.
Finally, a bar attack in America with zero casualties, Asterios.
Why couldn't they have switched? Why couldn't everybody at this fucking bar? Oh my god, the Wubba Lubba Dub. I'm reading. Oh, Vice magazine covered this, by the way. So, like, the title of the article was like, I helped Gwar destroy a Rick and Morty pub. And they were like, and this like 45-year-old hipster groomer fuck was wow. like, I took a baseball bat to a giant naked Santa that was hanging from the roof. And it's just like, ugh, I hate everything and all of you.
Why are you boomers so threatened by our favorite cartoon, Rick and Morty? You just don't like pickles?
Because you're destroying our McDonald's. Because you're destroying...
That was one time!
It really... You know your show almost got canceled because... Of all, because like Because Cartoon Network didn't want to be associated with Rick and Morty fans.
If you thought the violence was bad on that day, imagine what would happen. There'd be riots in the streets if they canceled the show. Do you know how high our IQs are, Asterios? We would destroy all of you.
No, I've heard you have to have a very high IQ to understand that show, which is probably why I don't like it.
Which is why you watch Star Trek. You have a low IQ.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
It's a very simple show. Zuma News! Rebel Wilson issued an apology for blocking black critics on Twitter. She says from now on, she'll only block black people from appearing in her movies.
Wow. So, Rebel Wilson...
Is that the famously fat Australian actress? Is that her?
Please. Boomers call her a person of size.
I thought that her character name in the movie was Fat Amy. Or something like that, right?
Okay, that is exactly true. But hey, look, that's our word, not your word.
The boomer word?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, really? That's not the first? Thank you, Mumkey. That's really nice of you. Oh, well, yeah. So what happened here was apparently Rebel Wilson went on Ellen, who's like our lady boomer Jesus, Ellen DeGeneres.
Which, if I can say, my grandmother, I think she might be even older than a boomer because she hates Ellen DeGeneres with a burning passion. I've showed my grandma anime before, and she liked that more than Ellen DeGeneres. Nothing pisses her off more than seeing Ellen dance in the audience. Like, she went off on a whole rant one time about how much it makes her furious. I've never been so proud of Gram before in my life.
What does your grandma think of the gay community as a whole?
I don't even think she knows that Ellen's gay.
What? No, there's no way. Because in the 90s, that was the only thing we talked about. No. You can't get away with this, Monkey. Because here's what happened. In 1992, there was a sitcom called The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Did you get kicked out of that one, too?
Wait, what?
Did you get kicked out of that one, too?
I don't get this one. I don't.
Because you got kicked out of Louis C.K.'s show.
Oh, God. Nobody knows that but you. I'll tell that story another time, but yes.
You told that story on an episode of Insufferable Social Media Argument podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Look, I'll tell that story another time, but Louis C.K. did have me removed from the set of Lucky Louie because I was laughing too loud and too hard. But I got my revenge on him by telling a bunch of girls to make up a bunch of bullshit.
Whoa!
About him jerking off.
That was you?
I didn't do that. Believe all women, anyway.
Did Brett Kavanaugh kick you out of a show in the 90s, too?
I drank all the beer. What do you want from me? I'm a thirsty boy. No, but in the 1990s, there was the Ellen DeGeneres Show. It was a sitcom. It was about her and her friends, and she was unlucky in love, and she was dating guys. Then, all of a sudden, the tabloids started saying, Ellen is gay. And America went crazy for Ellen being gay.
Well, but maybe my poor Graham was thinking of the Flintstones version of gay and thought she was just really happy. You know, she's having a gay old time.
I think your grandma knows Ellen DeGeneres is gay. You couldn't live in America at the time and not know Ellen. It was the cover of Time magazine was like, is Ellen gay?
If it's a picture of Ellen, like, munching on carpet, my grandma's not going to understand what they meant by gay.
You call your grandma right now and ask her if Ellen is gay or straight.
Fine. I'll do it right here live on the show. Speakerphone. Let's do it. Let's see if she answers. Hopefully she knows to answer with hello, Mumkey, and not anything else.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hey, Grandma.
Hey.
Hey, I'm doing a podcast with my friend. And we're having a little argument, and we want to know if you can settle this for us.
Oh, well, I will try. Is this your phone request?
No, this we're doing a show called Boomer versus Zoomer about the different generations, and we wanted to know if the talk show host Ellen DeGeneres, is she gay?
Yes, she is.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, you see? Everyone knows she's
No, I guess I didn't know that, Grandma. I thought she was straight all this time. I thought you could fill us in.
No, it's public knowledge.
Oh, well, do you like her show?
No.
I knew you didn't like her show.
Ask her what she thinks of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
What do you think?
I never watch it, but one time she was on, was it American Idol, that she was the ghost, one of the guests, or the, what do you call it, panel?
Yeah.
On the panel. And I watched it then, and she was okay, but I've never watched her show.
Oh, you just dislike her?
Bits and pieces. No, I just don't like her. I don't know if it's her attitude or what.
She does have one of those attitudes that is hard to like. I'll agree.
Yeah. Ask her why Ellen makes you so uncomfortable.
He also wants to know if you've watched the new the reboot on Netflix of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
You know, no, I never did.
Oh.
I never watched it.
Ask her if she watches RuPaul's Drag Race.
I know
Race.
It's a couple guys that are queer that decorate and, you know, do whatever, but I've never watched it.
What about RuPaul's Drag Race?
Who?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
I've never heard of that.
It's a show about street racing.
No, never heard of it.
Oh, well. All right, Grandma, I'll let you go. I'll call you back later tonight.
All right, honey.
Love you.
I love you.
Bye.
I love you, Grandma.
Yeah, did you hear the hate in your grandma's voice? She's eating Chick-fil-A 24/7. She's way into Trump trying to erase trans identity. Your grandma, oh my God, no wonder you're so hateful, Mumpke Jones.
Before I moved out of Iowa, one of the last things me and my grandma bonded over was that we both went in and voted for Trump.
Yeah, yeah, I know that, Mumpke. I know that.
You can't just assume she hates all gays. Maybe it's just Ellen's too gay.
Yeah. Maybe. It's Boomer news.
It's wait, horseshoe what? Theory. I hate people who are super straight as much as I hate people who are super gay.
But those are the same thing.
Yeah, they're the same thing.
Whenever anybody talks about how straight they are, when someone says I'm straight as an arrow, that's the guy who came up with the name Glory Hole.
That's the guy who's
a glorious hole.
It's the guy who's driving through Central Park at 2 a.m. looking for a duck.
This has been Boomer versus Zoomer.
You don't have any more Boomer news? We have lots of voicemails we got to do today, too.
Oh, okay. I just thought that was such a funny end point. I was like, I mean, because I literally wrote 3 hours worth of jokes last night, but I was like, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to top Mumpke bringing it back around like that. No, I'm not doing anything till 4 o'clock. I'm free to talk for another half hour.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's have an extra long episode. We have so much content to fill.
All right, cool. So Boomer news. The man who Super Mario was named after died at the age of 84 after falling into a lava pit.
Wow.
Just kidding. It was a fatal heart attack in front of his terrified grandchildren.
Luckily, he found a green mushroom, so he's back up on his feet.
Yeah, let's all hope so. All right, you got some Zoomer news.
Zoomer news. Lil Xan is making a Mac Miller tribute album. It's called Seriously Mac. I said to only take a little Xan.
Ah, see, that's a good. I know Zoomer culture. Boomer news.
You know, Zoomer culture. I don't know who either of these people are.
But they're your heroes.
Is Lil Xan a real person?
Yes, Lil Xan, Lil Pump.
Is that a sriracha thing?
But it's also a real thing. Yeah. See, my generation, we had Lil Kim and Lil Wayne, and now you've got Lil Xan, a guy named after Xanax, and Lil Pump, a guy named after masturbating.
Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding.
Lil
you gotta
Pump.
You got to get in touch with your culture.
I guess so. I got to turn on the radio more often. Us Zoomers love the radio.
Yeah, I hear you love terrestrial radio. Boomer news! In an interview, Mike Myers teased a new Austin Powers film. The movie will be titled Austin Powers 4, Audience Zero.
How dare you? I love Austin Powers.
But do you like Austin Powers 2?
They all blend together in my mind as the same movie. What are the differences between them? I couldn't tell you.
Austin Powers 1 was actually, like, very funny. It was one of the first... It was one of the first movies that bombed in the box office, but did so well on home video that it got a sequel. Wait, have you ever been to a video rental store?
Yeah, there's actually... Everybody's always like, oh, Blockbuster's dead. Oh, there's only one Blockbuster left. As if that was the only one. in Des Moines, Family Video is still open to this day. Like, it's the same exact thing as Blockbuster. And I used to go there up until I left Iowa.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's just because, like, we're both clearly, like, film fans. Like, there was a place called North Fork Video. And I would go and I had, like, a friend that worked there. So I would go and hang out with him on his shift. And I would just watch movie after movie behind the counter. Like, I would watch, like, Steven Soderbergh films. I'd watch, like, all these weird... Like, I saw, like, every single Woody Allen film, which is where I learned my grooming techniques from the movie Manhattan.
Wow. Lots of dogs in that film.
Yeah, lots of bitches that need to be told what to do. And I don't know. I always have a real soft spot in my heart for video stores. But video stores are the reason that we had Austin Powers 3 with Foxy Cleopatra, which was...
Wasn't that Beyonce? Yes. One of those actresses?
Who was played by, at the time, 19-year-old Beyonce Knowles.
Wow, she's fucking hot in that movie.
Yeah, no, she's really attractive. But that Austin Powers 3 was famous for putting a guy from the 1960s who traveled into the future and sending him back to the 1960s. It was the first fish in water comedy. And so we were all like, oh, Austin Powers. And so, but it's been 10 years since Austin Powers 3. And now he's talking about Austin Powers 4, a film that will focus on Dr. Evil.
And Seth Green is his son, right? That's like the big twist at the end of the third one.
Yes, is that Seth Green is actually Dr. Evil's son. But
I have to imagine Seth Green is the one who wants this movie made more than anybody. Other than voicing Chris on Family Guy, I don't know if he has much going on.
See, the weird thing about Seth Green is it's like, you know, he's in the movie because it's like, oh, he was like a child star. Oh, he's a teenager. Seth Green is now like 55 years old. I bet he wouldn't have to wear a bald cap to be in Austin Powers 4. He would just be bald. It's just, oh, don't get old, Mumpke.
No. Zoomer news. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have called off their engagement, meaning my dick still has a chance to be victorious. How long did you spend Googling that reference, Asterios?
I tried so hard to find out who Ariana Grande was and what she did. And it took in an hour. I'm like, okay, Sam and Cat. Is she Sam or is she Cat?
She's the Cat.
I don't know. I didn't know. And then I got down a real rabbit hole on because the Wikipedia article for Sam and Cat covered her and Jeanette McCurdy having a falling out. And then apparently there's like nudes of Jeanette McCurdy. So I'm like, well, I gotta see these.
They're not full nudes. They're very sexy, I think, underwear photos. I have also seen them many times. Are there full nudes?
They were just in their underwear. Yeah, but you're right. They were just underpants photos. But were you like a Sam and Cat or Victorious or iCarly fan for real?
I was a big iCarly fan, but then the other shows came after that and I aged out of them before I could watch those. But iCarly I watched like 3 seasons of, yeah. I was very attracted to both of those girls at the time.
Something that I know about iCarly was, because I was working in television at the time when they were making it. I was working for Mad TV. We shot on the same lot, Hollywood Center Studios out in LA. And the first season of iCarly was such a massive hit that Nickelodeon said, I need you guys to make another 80 episodes of this show in a year.
Fuck.
Before any of the cast ages, before like anybody gets their growth spurt or before anybody develops breasts.
Well, because once they grow up, Dan Schneider doesn't want to work with them anymore. So
yeah, exactly.
Like their contract will be over as soon as they start budding.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, is iCarly the one where the girl shot a bow and arrow with her feet?
Oh, yeah. There's also an episode where Carly is taking a bath and gets her big toe stuck in the faucet, and that's the plot.
Oh, my God.
It's not a joke.
No, none of this is to the original groomer, Dan what's-his-name. Oh, my Lord. All right. Oh, here we go. Boomer News.
Wait. What was the?
Oh, sorry.
Did you have more detail on behind the scenes of iCarly, or was that it? Because I was written.
No, that was it. I just love.
There's no onset stories of, you know, Dan Schneider being very friendly, and, you know, he dressed up as Santa even when it wasn't Christmas and let everybody sit on his lap and nothing like that. Went around the Mad TV lot. Nobody talked about it.
Not really. Like, all of my stories about working on that lot are, like, very chaste. Like, I remember having lunch with everyone from Corey in the House.
What?
Yeah, because they were shooting Corey in the House.
Did you take one photo?
No, because I didn't know it would become a meme.
Damn it.
Also, we didn't all have cameras in our pocket then.
Like,
I had, like, a little Nokia brick phone. Like, we had to share a lunch one day because, like, they were... The original I Love Lucy set was where they shot Corey in the House, and they were doing some kind of Lucy thing. So, oh no, I'm sorry. The original I Love Lucy set is where the Corey in the House people and the Mad TV people would eat lunch. But then they were shooting like a sort of Lucy retrospective thing. The scene where they do the conveyor belt was like right there. And there was like a famous, there was like a plaque on the wall about it. So us and Corey in the House had to split a lunch. But I was not excited about the Corey in the House people. I was way more excited about this. The guy serving us lunch was wearing a crew jacket from Babylon 5. And he was like, yeah, I made lunch for everyone on Babylon 5 every day for 5 years. And I was like, tell me everything. Can I buy your Babylon 5 crew jacket? Like, what? Like, tell me about Lanier. What, did you ever serve J. Michael Straczynski directly? Who was your favorite? Did you like Commander Captain Sheridan or Commander
Boomer,
Sinclair better?
Boomer, what is Babylon 5?
Babylon 5 was a very popular syndicated sci-fi show that Warner Brothers put out in the 90s. It was the first kind of serialized novel for television. It told a five-year story, kind of like World War II in space. It was very important to people, and there was a huge schism where some people like Deep Space Nine and some people like Babylon 5 because they were both shows that took place on space stations. And there were both shows with numbers in their name. And so, you know, if you go on Usenet boards, you can probably see a lot of DS9 VB5 schism still.
Now, was there any Fortnite dancing in that show?
Everyone was flossing 24/7.
Wow, I gotta go check it out. Sounds like a good show.
All right, let's just tell one more joke each. Let's just find let's both find the best joke here. Okay, how about this? Can we just zip through the rest of the gags?
Yeah,
I want to hear the voicemails. All right.
Yeah.
Boomer News! Alfonso Ribeiro says there will be no Fresh Prince revival because the actor who played Uncle Phil has... Damn it! Alfonso Ribeiro says there will be no Fresh Prince revival because the actor who played Uncle Phil has passed away, and also because nobody would pay him $10.
Heyo! Zoomer News! Zoomer News! Jacob Sart... Who? Jacob
Sartorius? You don't know who Jacob Sartorius is?
Who the fuck is this?
He's one of the biggest stars on YouTube, Bumpkey!
I don't watch other YouTubers. I mean, I'll watch a little bit of the Asterios Kokonos Waifu Wars Hour, but otherwise... I stray away.
I slaved on these Zoomer jokes. I wrote a joke about Jacob Sartorius. God damn it.
Jacob Sartorius has released a new track that some say throws shade at Drake. Wow, I haven't seen two cucks fighting this hard since Maddox sued Asterios.
There's a reference we'll all get. Is
Drake a cuck?
Wait, what?
Drake's a cuck?
Of course. A, Canadian. B, from the set of Degrassi Junior High. C, like, regularly gets into these little online bitch slap fights. He doesn't even write his own fucking lyrics. Like, of course Drake is a cuck.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's in commercials for Sprite. How much street cred do you think he has?
Don't you wear a shirt that says Sprite on it and it looks like the Sprite logo?
I know. I legally don't know what you're talking about. I have no... Haven't you ever seen the clip of Drake where he's yelling at his mom to make him a sandwich?
No! What?
It's the cockiest thing. Because he's been famous since he was like 11. Because again, he was on Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah, he was on Drake and Josh, that hit Nickelodeon show.
No, he was not on Drake and Josh! That's a different Drake! Boomer news! Last week, Target announced that they'd soon be selling a Golden Girls cereal.
Wow.
Tastes like it's trying too hard.
What flavor do you think Betty White will be?
If they followed my notes, pussy flavored. Why do you ask?
Zuma news!
Yes!
Crocs has teamed up with Post Malone. It's the perfect gift for moms who also love horrifying facial tattoos.
See? Do you know who Post Malone is?
I saw he was in the news because he almost died twice in the same week, but I don't know what he's famous for.
Wait, really? Oh my God.
He's a rapper, right?
I don't know.
With face tattoos, I have to assume.
He just looks like a big, weird goober. He has like... I only know Post Malone for being famous. Like, I can't name any of his songs. Like, I don't know shit about Post. But yeah, like, he's selling 6 different kinds of Crocs, and they've already all sold out.
Wow. I guess he had lots of overlap in the two fan bases.
Yeah, because they're both probably, like, shut-in fat asses. And finally... Boomer news. This week, it was announced that Meg Ryan and John Cougar Mellencamp are getting married to a tombstone.
More like a tombstone pizza?
No, they're old. They're so... Do you not know who these people are?
And John Mellencamp is a famous singer, right?
Yes, John Cougar Mellencamp. He's the guy who did like, "Well, I won't back down."
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that song.
And then Meg Ryan is the actress who invented the "a white lady goes to an inner city school and fixes them" trope.
The Freedom Riders.
Yeah, I think her movie was called Dangerous Minds.
Oh, yeah,
like
I've heard of that before, yeah.
Oh, and then Meg Ryan was also in Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail. You've Got Mail was a movie about how
Tom
weird...
Hanks, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the gimmick of that movie was like, isn't email weird?
Was this movie from 2002?
No, it's from like 1994.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an appropriate time period then.
Yeah, it was like these two people are meeting over record scratch email.
And the dog is like, huh? And the dog covers its eyes with its paws.
Yes, exactly. The dog's ears go up. And then they go over the dog's eyes. And then yes, Smokey Jones! He's always got my back!
All right, Asterios, thank you so much for the Boomer Zoomer news. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next week. I was expecting more jokes about just the carnage and mayhem in California and all those innocent people being slaughtered in a bar, or maybe even funny jokes about Supreme Court justices falling almost to their deaths and developing pneumonia for breaking their ribs. Or maybe even like Trump banning Jim Acosta from, you know, silencing the press. But, you know, I'm glad we got caught up on John Mellencamp.
So that's what Zoomers want to hear, huh? You'll hear it next week. Like so many pussy grabbing jokes. You have no idea.
I really want to see how you would tackle that kind of material.
Okay.
Just like you tackle all the people you groom.
The answer is not well. Just like I tackle all the people I groom, not very well. I get very tired very fast.
Now, Asterios, you might have forgot this because it's been 2 weeks since we last discussed it. But we are in the middle of a podcast theme song contest, Asterios.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
We reached out to the listeners and said, hey, this show needs an original theme song. Send us what you got. And we have 2 entries today to judge, Asterios.
Actually, somebody sent me one. Did I send it to you?
Which one was it?
You know, I'm not. Why don't you play your 2 first, and then I'll send you this 3rd one while I'm listening to these 2.
Okay. Here's one from Taco Belly.
See that girl, watch that scene, digging the dancing queen.
that at Stereos?
I fucking love it. I mean, I think it's absolutely amazing.
I think it's the Fortnite dance. That was the mistake.
Oh!
That was the mistake.
That's what that...
Yeah, the, who was it that made the original mashup of Mario and Fortnite?
My buddy Waterboy.
Yeah, Waterboy, I think he chose the saddest song on the soundtrack because the Fortnite dance is kind of an upbeat, exciting groove mashed up here with ABBA, which we discussed about in episode 3.
Well, it is actually not his fault. I Googled Fortnite theme and sent him that set. So, 'cause I don't know. Interestingly, like, the Fortnite dance theme is kind of like a, wait, Fast Five, Fab Five Freddy. Hold on. See, like, the Fortnite dance theme is itself a reference to a rapper from the 1980s. So for me, that song kind of sounds like two old things mashed together. But I guess I'm wrong because that's all right. That's the Fortnite dance music. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's nothing more Zoomer in existence than the Fortnite dance music, Asterios. So okay, I think we have a very early leading contender here in this contest.
That's really fucking good, man. That's a really goddamn good song.
Now, here's one from Zach Peterson.
Are you ready to Zoom?
How come you get the sexy, breathy lady and I get some asshole?
I thought that was... Didn't he remix you saying that? Wasn't that maybe you?
Oh. Again, I say! How come you get the sexy, breathy lady and I get some asshole?
So, I don't know. When should the deadline be for this contest? Because we have two entries, but I think there's more coming. I saw Asperger was working on one during a live stream.
I actually sent you one, too. This is something from a guy named Luke B.
Okay. Hey, that's rocking.
I love it. That's a really Luke. Thank you for sending us that track. That sounds amazing.
They found a musical genre that is perfectly placed between the Boomer and Zoomer generation.
Grunge, you mean?
Yeah, 90s, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly. Because he's very clearly riffing on Dinosaur Jr. with that. Like he's like, yeah, I think that sounds amazing. I like, as of right now, I can't pick because I like different things about each of those tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I want to headbang to that one.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it would scare people away if they clicked on an episode and then they get boom, zoom. it might be too intense.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
But
that might make a good outro theme. You know what I mean? Because it takes us out of some energy.
I was thinking we could use all of the entries at various points. You know, like just, you know, every episode maybe can have a different theme song lead in. Why not? Until we run out.
Yeah, until we run out or until we find one that like people are just fucking crazy about.
Yeah.
And like where it's like one kind of earns its way. I think that sounds smart.
So I guess for the vote this week, everybody in the straw poll, vote for which of these three songs you want to hear at the beginning of next week's episode. Which, maybe, next week's episode will be live from New York, Asterios? Could it be?
Oh, my fucking God. God damn it, I hope so. I am...
When the hell is this court case?
I know. Look, the moment I know, you will know because you'll be staying at my apartment. the moment we hear about when sanctions are scheduled, I will tell the world because, man, if Maddox doesn't show up, then he looks guilty as hell. And if he does show up, he's going to look sad as fuck. It's like, I win either way. The first time we were in court, my lawyer, like, literally says, I think you can read in the transcript where he's like, you know, my client, Asterios Kokonos, who is sitting right there. And he pointed at me, and, like, the judge looked over at me. I looked like a goddamn fucking McNugget just shoved into a suit I had bought the day before. And
probably McNugget crumbs on your face.
Oh, yeah, and lap, you know, and my girlfriend's lap, because I used her dress as a big napkin. it is a very bad thing. I know Maddox is listening, so Maddox, let me just tell you one thing. It's not a good look to tell people that you do business in New York, the lawsuit has to be in New York, and then not show up to your own trial, Maddox. It will not be a good look. So if I were you, I would hop on Spirit Airlines and spirit your ass to New York City this November for the Battle of Sanctions.
And I will be there, and hopefully he recognizes me and starts freaking out to the judge. That's one of my stalkers! That's one of my stalkers! And there's nothing anybody can do. Oh, yes. What? Do you have a restraining order against him? Oh, no, but he's one of my stalkers. Yeah, what's his name? Oh, Mumkey Jones? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to throw this out.
What? The famous Mumkey Jones? Internet superstar? I love that guy. Well, you're guiltier than ever.
Morgan Red Sandwich was promoted to judge.
Judge Red Sandwich. We love you, Judge Red Sandwich.
Okay, I think we're way over time, so let's just do one voicemail.
Sorry.
Save the rest for next week.
Yeah.
So, let's play voicemail roulette. I'm going to read you the three names I gave them, and you tell me which one you want to hear.
Okay.
We've got Mumkey's Selective Memory, Boomer versus Zoomer is better, or Power Rangers.
Boomer versus Zoomer is better. What if they're saying something nice about me?
Well, let's see. Anything is possible. Anything.
Hi, Mumkey Jones and Asterios Kokonos. I'm sending you guys this voice message to tell you why I believe that the insufferable social media argument, the podcast, is inferior to Boomer versus Zoomer.
Hey.
You see, it all lies in Asterios. When DigiBro was on the show with you, Mumkey, he couldn't ever get any guests to come on because he never goes outside. I don't know if he's ever even spoken to another human being other than the people in that dumb anime group of his.
Wow.
Anyway, hey. That's all I had to say.
You know what? I'm sorry I called your grandma homophobic before. I love her now.
How'd you know that was my grandma, Asterios? I thought I disguised it well.
I can tell. No, but I hear that a lot... Are those guys, like, not talking to each other anymore? Like, what's going on with that thing, what do they call it, like, the player versus players?
No, it's a procrastinators podcast. I think they're doing it.
Oh, really? I thought I heard that, like, even more of the PCP is, like, splitting off from that dude. But I might be wrong. I mean, I don't follow the drama that closely.
No.
I just, like, saw something in a Discord or something.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't follow any of it either. I don't follow any of them on... Well, I follow two of them on Twitter, but they don't talk about it. And I'm also banned from Twitter, so it's kind of hard to keep up with
it. Poor sweet Mumkey Jones. Yeah. When will people leave him alone?
Yeah,
well, listen! Oh, yeah, what were you going
to
say?
Well, if you would like to submit songs for the contest or voicemails for us to play on future episodes, I have a feeling we might have a lot of voicemails next week to make up for this week. Send them to boomerversuszoomer@gmail.com. It helps if you upload them to Vocaroo, or even SoundCloud is fine.
And if you want to support the show, there's a couple of ways you can do it. Obviously, you know, you can watch it every week at youtube.com/Mumkey Jones2. Mumkey has made a playlist of all the episodes. So if this is the first time you're hearing it, it makes it really easy to just go back and listen. If you want the audio version of this, you can go to AsteriosPodcasts.com, or you can search iTunes or Google Play for the Asterios Kokonos Podcast Factory.
Wait, are we on iTunes, this show?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been on iTunes before. I had no idea. I was also surprised.
Zoomers.
Somebody posted a link in the Dick Show subreddit to, I guess they have like their own parody podcast network called the Cunt Network. And I clicked on it, just curious what it was. And I was astonished to find my own face as one of the listed shows. I guess we're part of the Cunt Network now, Asterios. Did you know this?
Yay.
We're both cunts.
If there's one thing I want, it's to be associated with the C word even more. One time I had a guest on my show, Science Friction, and then later she goes, I got tweeted by something called the Cunt Network.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing? What did you do? And I was like, God damn it! God damn it!
It's a good name. It stands for See You Next Tuesday. Our show comes out on Saturday. It doesn't even make any sense.
It seems to be a poor fit for my America's Little Brother persona.
Yeah, we're trying to make wholesome podcasts about grooming here. We do not belong on this grotesque network.
Yes, we would never ever make off-color jokes.
No,
no,
not once. Well, I, for one, I've never been happier. I'm so happy to be on the Cunt Network. I feel very welcome. Somebody commented in the thread saying all the shows on that network suck except for the Dick Show.
Yes, I did.
Very happy to see that one.
I did see that. It's always great. It's like not only do I feel bad about myself just normally, but it's always great to go online and then just feel worse about myself. It never ends, Mumpkey.
Well, I think that's all we got. Do you have anything else?
No. Just you can support Mumpkey at patreon.com/Mumpkey Jones. Is that right, or is it just Mumpkey?
It's slash Mumpkey. And you should go to boomerversuszoomer.com.
Yes, please do. And that's it. So I'm your Boomer, Asterios Kokonos.
And I've been your Zoomer, not Groomer, mind you. We have to be very distinct about this. And we'll see you next week with more Boomer versus Zoomer! Da-da-doo!